Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Man, I hope you had a nice weekend. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Almost humble. I'm working on it. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. That's when we look at my life and we say, what's wrong with you? Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. That's true. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's why.
Hello, Dum Dum.
Hello, Dum Dum. That's from Gazoo. You guys don't remember that. What are we doing? We're reviewing the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. That's a fact. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or praise reports? Because if you do, we want you to call 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Either one of those numbers will work because they're both the same number. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
Yes, they do. Thank you. That's very good. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thing, taking your phone calls and more. I just found out, probably 3 o'clock, Chuck Fromm. Going to be on the show. So we say compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Yeah, not really. No, still not yet. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, lots of lots.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com. There I was, sitting in the car, palms sweating, heart pounding, and all I could think about was how bad my credit was. I thought the finance guy was going to escort me out of the back door as soon as he saw my credit report. Instead, he shook my hand and gave me the keys to my new car at a great interest rate. Thanks to Fortress Credit Pros, my bad credit was fixed and my credit score increased over 120 points in just 90 days. I was able to buy a new car, and getting approved for credit is no longer a problem.
Why are you living with bad credit when you can have great credit? Fortress Credit Pros have helped thousands of people fix their credit and increase their FICO scores up to 150 points in as little as 90 days. Visit badcreditisachoice.com for more information and to order your free credit audit. That's badcreditisachoice.com or call 888-900-3678. 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678.
Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
I'm Nicole Sanders, and I'm a cash call mortgage agent. I love my job because I do a ton of loans and save my customers a ton of money. Customers like Jim.
I figured I could refinance and save money, but I kept procrastinating. Finally, I called 866-590-CASH, and in about 5 minutes, Nicole told me how much I could save and how easy the process would be. Best of all, their fee was less than $500.
Because we do so many mortgages, we charge just $495 to close any loan anytime. And our rates can be much lower than what you've got now. Like today's 30-year fixed at 3.99% rate, 4.013 APR.
Cash Call is saving me big bucks every month. Plus, I pulled $100,000 cash out of my house. I should have called sooner.
I helped Jim, and I'd like to help you too. Call us at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc. Equal housing lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Just got an email from Eric this morning, about 7 in the morning or so, saying, when do you want me on? And so we're getting that coordinated for him to come in. Hopefully a week from this Friday is our goal. Excalibur Roofing, by the way, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications. And here's the deal, whether it's new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. That part doesn't matter. If you've got any waterproofing, any deck issues, they take care of all of that. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Keep in mind that all their estimates are free. Keep in mind that the way to find out whether something's going on with your roof or not is to get an inspection. Keep in mind that you don't want your roof going like this when it rains. That doesn't sound like a good roof noise. Does this sound like a good roof noise to you? Was that your roof? Doesn't that sound, what does that sound, bad?
That sounds pretty terrible. That's a bad day right there.
I think you could rest assured that that was the wall collapsing on your big screen TV. That's what you can count on. You don't want that to happen, do you? No. Therefore, call 760-743-8803. Go to Excalibur Roofing. .com. Wow. Got a lot of stuff going on. We found out, and we're just getting this finalized, but it looks like Chuck Fromm is going to be on the show at 3 o'clock. And for those that don't know who Chuck is, really? You don't know who he is? Dr. Chuck Fromm? You don't know who he is? Well, he's not a doctor of medicine. Let me tell you that. Chuck Fromm is, I see. There's words like legend that get thrown around, but the guy that helped start the first church-based Christian record label, Maranatha Music, that would qualify. Okay. I don't need a lot of genius to know. Ooh, that's huge. Plus Worship Leader Magazine, plus everything else he's done. He's actually been on the show before, but I can't figure out how to use our search engine in our podcast to pull up this specific episode. So, hey, RoboPaul, if you ever figure out how to do that, let me know. But he's been on before. We had a good chance to talk last time, but it was many moons ago, and now things are starting to blur in my mind. Keep in mind, we're doing this for the Worship Leader Appreciation Luncheon, which is presented by the United States Army Chaplains Recruiting Branch. It's August 14th, so it's Thursday, 11:30 a.m., at the San Diego Hall of Champions. You get more information. By the way, Worship is by singer Tim Timmons. Unbelievable. Great testimonies. And you'll have a chance to really get involved. It's a free lunch for everybody and anybody that's involved in worship in any capacity. Singing, choir, it's not just like a worship band per se. It's anybody that's involved in Christian worship. If you want more information, go to kprz.com. Time is limited, people. Time is limited. It's also limited because God puts a limit on time, because one day time will be gone. Huh. Interesting. But before you get all philosophical on me and those people go, oh, you know, in heaven, there's no time, then don't read that Revelation 8:1 where it says there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. Okay, good. Okay, good. Took care of that fast, didn't we? A couple things going on that I want to mention. Some spiritual elements that are taking place. Some not so good. Some, I think, quite disturbing. Let's start with some of the more disturbing things. And one of these is in San Diego at Balboa Park. What? At the International Cottages in Balboa Park. The International Cottages little area. There's about 19 International Cottages there. The glass doors were shattered by rocks at the cottage that showcases the Israeli history in San Diego on Saturday. So in San Diego, just to give you an idea, in San Diego, if you're thinking, oh, that stuff happens over there, it's Hamas and all those guys over there, and it's all those nutty people in Europe and so on and so forth. In San Diego and Balboa Park, some nut job took some rocks and crashed into the glasses of the cottage. Not cool, right? Not cool. And yes, it's in your backyard. So, you know, if you really want to do something, if you're not aware that this is coming to the United States, you'd be wrong. It's not coming to the United States by any means. It's here. It's here already. And what is it that's here? It's a persecution element of Christians and Jews, and it's increasing around the world. It's increasing around the world, and it's going to get worse. And if you think, oh, that's not really happening, it's amazing that back in the day, and we have said it, you know, real persecution, you know, you can't pray in school. Well, it's not that that's the real persecution, but that's the big stepping stone, taking God out of all the institutions, all the gathering places, trying to take God out of all the marketplaces. I got a challenge for you, a theological challenge. Now, I'm a little bit different than most people, and I will admit this right now. My eschatological convictions are much more specific than most. I happen to think that the millennium is what we call a manifold millennium, not a manifest. A manifold millennium. I think that premillennialism is correct. I think that parts of all millennialism are correct, and I think that parts of post-millennialism are correct. It's just my persuasion. And while I see the Antichrist rising as a man of lawlessness, I also see, as I look in Revelation 13, the practical application, perhaps more the all-millennial application of Revelation 13, talking about the two beasts rising up out of the ocean from the sea, rising up in response to Satan. The first beast comes and attacks Christians. The second beast comes and tells everybody how great the first beast is. I'm one of those people that think in the manifold millennium process, and in the understanding that Revelation doesn't have to be just seen through the prism of postmillennialism, the prism of premillennialism, or the prism of amillennialism, because it's seen through multiple prisms, it doesn't seem far-fetched to me to think that the first beast mentioned in Revelation chapter 13 is the governments that are all against Jewish and Christian people and against faith in Christ. And it doesn't seem unreasonable to me that the second beast, who sits there and promotes the first beast as being awesome, has a lot to do with the media and the press and the propaganda of communication along those lines. It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, when you have Washington, D.C. remain quiet about Christian murders worldwide. Now, they're doing something about the one group now, but this is not new. This is not new stuff. This is old stuff. And it's the same thing that's going on. And by the way, when the IRS crackdown was announced in regards to churches, now it's not just going to be political groups. They're cracking down on churches. You're not allowed to say you're not allowed to say that the Bible is your position, and that because you support the Bible, they're going to say that's political speech and you can lose your status. Do you know who covered that in the mainstream media? Nobody. Now, how complicit are they? Completely. How anti-Christian is that? Completely. It's only going to become racism when they go after the Democratic churches, which they specifically endorse candidates. Then you're going to have a problem. I guarantee then they're going to go racism. It's like, not now. It's just one of those things that bothers me because nobody seems to talk about it. It's like, this is not good. I mean, you had a scientist who was fired from a university because of his faith. He was fired because he doesn't support evolution. They basically told him, you will agree with our position or you no longer work here. How far off is that from agree with our God, small g, or you can no longer buy or sell? They're telling this guy, you can't work here. You can't buy or sell. You can't be in the economy, in our system, because you don't agree with us. That's troublesome, folks. That's troublesome. And I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned for one thing and one thing only. That it's going to happen? Nope. It's going to happen. You know what I'm concerned about? I'm concerned that we'll quickly quiet our faith or give up our faith. If we quiet our faith or give up our faith, after all, we don't want to offend anybody. If we quiet our faith or give up our faith, we deny him. Remember what he said happens if we deny him? If you deny me, Jesus said, I will deny you. There's no getting out of this. You're going to have to take a side. There's no mugwomping in this war that we're in. You're on one side or another. Pick a side. Take a side, take a stand. If you don't stand in your faith, you stand in nothing, the Bible teaches. I'm telling you right now, you're going to have to take a stand, and you have to do better than a quiet church mouse. You're going to have to speak for the kingdom of God, even if it means giving up everything. Well, I thought that's what Christianity was about, that Jesus was Lord. Huh. Interesting. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be looking at some DDDs and some other stuff. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Experience the best of senior living at half price. Yep, you heard it right. Right now, KPRZ has teamed up with Monte Vista Village to offer a resident half price off of their entire first year of living. A one-bedroom apartment that's normally $3,430, now it's only $1,715. This includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, plus tons of activities like martial arts, pedaling, and function fit classes. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building that opens to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. They only have one spot available, so you've got to call today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Experience the best of senior living at half the price. Call Monte Vista Village and mention their half-price deal today at 619-465-1331. That's 619-465-1331 or go to MontaVistaVillage.com.
True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Can you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but here's what you do. Arm your bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yep, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank, and retirement accounts. Accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-LIFELOCK. 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 Network does not cover all transactions.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you, in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319. It's that time of year again, back to school. Kids are shopping for new clothes and backpacks stuffed with school supplies. But not every child is feeling the same sense of excitement. Thousands of children in San Diego can't even afford new clothes, let alone a new backpack. Every year, KPRZ and Feed the Children team up to provide backpacks for homeless or devastated students in our region and across the U.S. These backpacks are full of age-appropriate school supplies, such as pens, pencils, notebooks, personal care items like toothbrushes, toothpaste, and shampoo, in addition to ready-to-eat snacks. Join KPRZ and Feed the Children to provide these backpacks for our kids. If you're a business owner and donate $1,000 to provide enough backpacks for two classrooms full of students, KPRZ will give you 20 professional selling messages for your business to air on KPRZ. Call Ron for more information at 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210.
Hammermill Paper is backed by a 99.99% jam-free guarantee. Plus, it's proudly made in the USA. Look for Hammermill Paper at your local Walmart store. Hammermill, no worries.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom and Brittany, who will be in the studio Friday. Here's the bottom line. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated and has been for over 20 years. They will not rest until they bring you an unprecedented level of satisfaction. They do really good interviews. Oh, is that supposed to be in the live read? They do really good interviews. Why? It's because Brittany laughs and then Tom, he doesn't talk. So then you got to pull it out of him. It's fun. Ridiculous amount of referrals and friends. Most people have a lot of referrals, I will say. But Current Solar doesn't want to just do business with people. They want to have these long-term relationships. They're not so small they can't get the job done, but not so big they forget your name and send you to a call center. And then the thing I always leave at the last is this. Current Solar will help you lower your electric bill. Okay, if your electric bill is $180, your electric bill can be $20. The key is you can find out for free. They'll do an analysis and find out for free. No cost, no obligation, no guilt, no nothing. These guys do it as unto the Lord, and they want you to know that. You call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or go to currentsd.com. That's currentsd.com. And then when you talk to Brittany, tell her, I heard you on the David Spoon Experience. And, and then you guys can go, and everybody can go, All right. Good. Big supporters. We really appreciate those guys. They're doing a great job. Okie dokie. Well, you know, that was kind of a weird way to start the Monday, huh? It was kind of like a... It was a dose of reality starting off the Monday.
Yeah, we really got off running this week.
Yeah, it's
to say the least.
I mean, it was not, you know, we didn't pull back. We don't typically pull back. We're not into the pulling back kind of mentality. I want to give you a piece of theology that I'm going to do a little later on in the show. But before I get to that, I'm going to do a DDD. This DDD will come out of Isaiah or Izzy. Okay, those are the nicknames for people in Isaiah. If you didn't know that, I can't help you. Isaiah 61, 1 through 2. Now, I wrote the notation down wrong, but that's wrong. 66, 1 through 2. Sorry about that, Paulie. 66, 1 through 2. Yeah, hold on, I'm correcting the note as I'm telling you. Here is what it says. I did it wrong. It's not your fault. 66, 1 through 2. Here's what it says. Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? And where is a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Thus, all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I look. To him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. and who trembles at my word. This might be a good time to tell you, because I think we'll intermix this one story, and you probably want to write this story down, so you probably have to do a little extra script on this, that trembling at the word, have you ever heard of a group called Gungor, a Christian group called Gungor? Well, the Baptist church that Gungor was going to be doing a concert at canceled the concert because the band insists no reasonable person takes the entire Bible literally. So here's a Christian band that goes out and sings, and there's nothing wrong with them having that position other than the way that they've presented themselves. And a Baptist church recently canceled an event with them. We're going to go back to the DDD in a second, but we're kind of mixing these two, so don't go far. The Christian couple Michael and Lisa Gungor of the Grammy-nominated Dove Award-winning band Gungor affirmed their faith in God Wednesday, but said that no reasonable person takes the entire Bible completely literally. Hold on. Here's the tweet, or here's the explanation. He did do this. He did send out a tweet. He said this: do I believe God exists? Yes. Do I believe Jesus is the Son of God? Yes. Do I believe that Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness? Yes. Do I believe that God literally drowned every living creature 5,000 years ago in a global flood, except the ones who were living in a big boat? No, I don't. Why don't I? Because of science and rational thought. So the Gungors are done-fors. Oh, did I just say that? We got worship leader Chuck Fromm, who helped start Maranatha Music. He's going to be on the show at 3 o'clock. The Gungors are done-fors. They won't be doing nearly as many concerts. Oh, there'll be some churches that will have them. A couple in Houston, maybe. But there are not going to be churches that are going to be like, wait a minute, you're telling me you don't believe that Noah was a real character? It doesn't matter that Jesus referred to him several times. It doesn't matter that he was called a prophet. It doesn't matter. Any of that stuff doesn't matter? Are you just going to ignore that? Oh, so you get to choose and pick what you like and what you don't like. Oh, I like this in Scripture, but I don't like this in Scripture because it doesn't rationale with people who make aspirin. Are the same people that said smoking was great 80 years ago, and now they're saying it's bad? And now they're saying, well, we think it's bad. We don't know how bad it is. What's really bad is chocolate chip cookies at a school bake sale. That's really bad. That's the people you're going to side with and not the Word of God, the creator of the universe, who has the capacity to write a book? I don't know one single song the Gungors have done, and I could care less. They have as much respect for me as anybody else who's trying to go through the journey, but I give them no props for being a Christian band who takes that position. Does he know for sure Noah wasn't real? Does he know for sure the flood didn't happen? Does the done for know for sure? No. Now I want to go back to the DDD because I want you to mix these when we do the scripting. Here's what the DDD says. For my hand has made all these things, thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. Here's the first thing God says. I made this. He said, for my hands made all these things. I made this. Creation was not by chance. And if you believe that God is the creator of the universe, how could you possibly believe that he couldn't write a book? How is that possible? He can create the universe. Dude can't write a book. Well, you don't understand. Man got his hands on it. Well, I understand that God took the most important message of all, redemption of Jesus Christ through his death, burial, and resurrection, and committed that message to man, and man communicates that message. Why do I think God can't maintain his message using man? That's insanity. And then I read what the scripture says, and this is what the Lord says. But to this one I will look. To this person I've got my eye on. This is the person I'm watching and I'm checking out. What person is that, Lord? To him who is humble, to him who is contrite of spirit, and to him who trembles at my word. Trembles at my word. To this one I will look, to him who is humble, a meek person, not an arrogant person, meek. That doesn't mean that they're weak, because meek is not weak. Moses was the most meek man on the earth. but he wasn't weak. Number two, contrite of spirit. A contrite of spirit is a person who knows they're afflicted in their spirit, they're wounded in their spirit, that there's sin in their spirit, that there's trouble in their spirit, that they need help. And a person who trembles at the word respects the word. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, baby. Respect the word of God. Don't you treat the word of God with contempt. Well, I don't like this part, and I don't like this part. I'll just tell you which parts I like. I'll keep this. I won't keep this. Hey, guess what? This is not a buffet. This is the word of God. 1-to-1 to Revelation, Genesis 1-to-1 to Revelation 22:21. That's how that goes. All right, we have Mark on the phone with a prayer request. Let's get Mark on the phone right now. Mark, are you there with us?
Yes, I am, David.
How are you doing today?
Pretty well. How are you?
Good. I think I'm on a little bit of a tear, though, because I'm instead of being as jovial, I'm like zing, zing, zing. So you have to bear with me. Do you have a prayer request that we can pray for you, brother?
Yeah, I actually do. We have a couple things going on right now. One in particular is that my wife's brother, my brother-in-law, is in hospital in ICU, and he's not expected to make it. The good news is that he's born again.
Okay.
But, you know, they're talking about hospice and all that kind of thing, so it's difficult. Not only for the family, but for my wife being 2,500 miles away and not being able to be there and be with her family and stuff and be able to see her brother for the last time. If he's passing, we don't know.
Gotcha.
So at the same time that that's going on, spiritually, we're in a kind of a transition. The pastor of our church is actually feeling a call to go to another church.
Okay.
And I'm his assistant pastor, and so it's possible that my wife and I could be picking up the pastorate there at that church. Not something that God hasn't had me in training for the past 12 or 14 years. But it's, you know, I'm just seeking after the Lord to find out the direction for the church and all the things that are going on and everything that's required, you know, for us to take on. And because I still have to work a full-time job because the church can't support us. So
that's a lot. That's a lot on the plate then, isn't it?
Yeah, a few things.
Yeah.
But God is able.
No, no question. Let me pray for you, Mark. Let me pray for you and your wife, and pray for your brother-in-law in this situation. Just maybe the Lord will have grace and mercy, and answers will come faster than you anticipated.
Amen.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and we lift up Mark to you right now and his wife and the situation with the brother-in-law who appears, from all appearances, doesn't look like he's going to make it. Now, he's a believer, and Lord, one of the things that you delight in is that closer connection that takes place between you and your children. So in that, we can rejoice, but we hear still have to deal with the grief and the troubling and the hard elements that hurt us. And so what we're praying for Mark, and especially for his wife, is that there would be a comfort into her heart and everybody else's heart who's family, that they would know in the assurance of their faith. Just like when I looked at my dad when he was dead and I turned to my brother and said, this is where our faith is real or not real, right at this moment. Just in that same way, that they would have that comfort and confidence in your faithfulness, in your kindness, in your compassion, and that in regards to the brother-in-law, that anything that can be done to pull him up, by all means, Lord. But if not, then let the departure be as graceful as can be, and let it be a good understanding of him moving from this place to a better place, and let that faith be real. And at the same time, we pray for Mark that you would give him and his wife this great sense of wisdom and understanding about a situation that they may get into, may not get into, could be exciting, could be frustrating, could be challenging. Here's the thing, Lord. He doesn't have to be afraid of what he doesn't know over what's around the corner, because you are around the corner. And it doesn't matter what comes around that corner, you'll be there. And he can rely on you. He can count on you. I just pray that he would have peace of mind, rest of spirit. He would be good. He would feel right in his connection to you. And whatever you bring about as you communicate to him your desire that Mark and his wife would be faithful and diligent, serving you with every ounce of strength they have, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God, brother. Let me know what happens. Call the show back or email me at davidspoon@kprz.com and keep me posted. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
All right. Take care. God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, there will be more materials to cover. And then if we're fortunate, Chuck Fromm at 3 o'clock.
David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Kohl's Fine Flooring Tent Sale is on with the lowest prices of the year. Save 30 to 70% on in-stock special purchases of carpet and flooring. Buy it today, install it tomorrow. The tent sale is on now at Kohl's Fine Flooring. Details at Kohl's 7 location or kohlsfinefloring.com.
How do you navigate from the here and now to the then and there? We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
For over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting the war against slavery in Sudan, where our Christian brothers and sisters are denied the word of Christ and have been forced into slavery. If you are a business owner and would like to become a business benefactor, your gift of $1,000 will free 20 slaves and rescue them from a horrific existence. They will be reunited with their families, who many of them have been separated from for over a couple decades. It's incredible. And the best part is, once they are free forever. So to thank you, KPRZ will give you 20 selling messages for your business, professionally written and produced. Please call Ron at KPRZ to become a business benefactor. 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210. Please help KPRZ and Christian Solidarity International free 20 slaves in Sudan forever.
This summer, Permodontics is making it even easier to get the smile of your dreams. Tired of living with missing or decayed teeth or poorly fitting dentures? Then tell us about it. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com and you may receive a new smile free. That's right. Permodontics is celebrating summer by giving away a free same-day teeth procedure. To enter, email your information and tell us why you need same-day teeth with a picture or two, and you'll receive a complimentary consultation. One lucky person will receive a full workup by the Permodontics team with their same-day teeth procedure. And that's not all. Everyone who schedules a complimentary consultation before Labor Day will be eligible for a special summer savings on their very own same-day teeth procedure. So enjoy summer. Eat what you want. Laugh and smile until your cheeks hurt. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com or call 866-SMILE-AGAIN to schedule your complimentary same-day teeth consultation. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. 866-SMILE-AGAIN.
Heat. Unrelenting heat. If you were a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Chicken scratchy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Welcome back. Hello, there it is. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Wowzer, Mauser. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Genesis Recovery and Tommy Hawthorne, who's coming in. He's coming in like a week from Thursday. I think it's a week from Thursday. Yeah, it's a week from Thursday he's coming in. Here's the deal with Genesis Recovery. What they do is they help guys who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol, which we support. They help guys find restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health, which we support. They help people find out that when they're at the very end and they got nowhere to go and they're going to off themselves, that they don't have to off themselves, that there's another answer, which you better support. I mean, that's, you have to support that. They really stand for bringing people hope, and that's to the hopeless. So what I want you to do is just commit to pray for him. You don't have to spend 30 minutes. You don't even have to spend 30 seconds. If you spend 3 seconds, I'd be happy. But pray for him. Mention them in prayer before the Lord. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website. 619-797-7319. 619-797-7319. That's the phone number. Just keep them in prayer. They're helping people find not just sobriety, but redemption for life itself. And oh, by the way, for those that do not know, because we're glad to tell people this on a regular basis, since God is the creator of time, oh yes, Christians, he's the creator of time. He can then alter time. Oh yes, he can alter time. He can move the sun forward or backwards. Yes, he can do that. He can help somebody find full redemption in 1 year, which would seem like 100 years. How can he do that? He's God. That's why we give him the worship and the adoration that we do. Genesis Recovery, SanDiego.com is the website. All right. Let's see. Where do I want to go? I know where I want to go on this one. This is amazing. How you doing, Robo Producer? You've taken over for Robo Paul. We've had very intense segments today, not your usual stuff.
Seriously type of show today.
Yeah, so far it's been that way. And then we got Chuck Brown, we think, is coming on, and I think that'll be really good, and I'm confident that'll be good. Now, just because we've done this and we had a chance to pray with Mark and we've had that, doesn't mean that the entire show is just going to be, you know, that way. But there's a lot of good material that comes out this way. We got to talk about eschatological differences in Revelation 13. We got to talk about the fact that the government acts like an antichrist entity all the time, and that the second beast propagandizing for them all the time. After all, you know, what's the problem if they're harassing Christians? Nobody cares.
As later on, people will find out you got to serve somebody.
Yeah. We're going to get into that one, right? That's going to be after Chuck Fromm's. A good call on that one. And then, additionally, we had a chance to cover the band that's going nowhere anymore because they are willing to pick and choose what they like in the Bible. I like this part. I like this part. I don't like this part.
So, enjoy the campfire.
Yeah, so that's going to be the end of that. And then we had a chance to pray with Mark, and that was kind of cool. You know, we could slightly go backwards. Well, I don't know if we need to go backwards, but it's kind of funny what you said there because there is that point that you brought up. Maybe we should deal with that because I've got, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I got 3 minutes. So before we go down that other road, maybe we should finish down this road. Maybe you can play that clip that we did set up, because I think it is an important clip for people. Can we play?
Yes, you're going to have to serve somebody. It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody.
Nice job on the harmonica, by the way.
So for those that don't know, that was an old Bob Dylan song. Bobby Dylan had a short stint in the Christian realm and wrote You Gotta Serve Somebody, which was really was a great song. You may serve the devil or you may serve the Lord, but you gotta serve somebody. And so I thought, you know, since you just mentioned that, we'll just take it off because I only have like these 2 minutes. That's what this is titled, You Gotta Serve Somebody. James 1:1. James 1:1. And I like it when people say, well, you know, I'm not a slave to anybody. Here you go. James 1:1. James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wears that as a title. That's a badge of honor. You see, here's the bottom line. You're either a slave of God and Christ's, or you're a slave to sin, Satan, and the world. Now, it doesn't matter, ultimately, if you just think the idea of slavery is so appalling that nobody should be a slave. It doesn't matter that you think that, because you are still that. You are going to be a slave. Now, you can be a willful slave, a bond-freed servant, so to speak, a slave of God or of Christ, serving him with a yoke that is not heavy and a burden which is light. And it's a whole process. I might have said that backwards, but I think you get the idea. And you can be a slave of God and of Christ and for the kingdom and an instrument of righteousness and advance the kingdom of God and light. Or you could be a slave to sin, Satan, and the world. Now, here's what's amazing. In America, that's like this. The audacity to think that I could be a slave of anybody. Why, it's preposterous. Dude, you're either a slave to sin, Satan, and the world, or you're a slave to God and Christ. Pick one. You're not in charge of anything other than you do get to make a choice who you're going to be a slave to. That's kind of nice. But you're going to be a slave one way or another. You're either a slave of God's or you're a slave of Satan's. But here's the bottom line. That song he played, we're going out with it again right now. Why? Because you have to serve somebody.
It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're looking at a Facebook post and more. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Are you in need of additional monthly income or fast cash for financial burdens? Well, Tom Cantor, host of the Friendship with God radio program on KPRZ, who's the scientist and CEO of Scanabodies Biologics, has opened in El Cajon, California, one of the largest and most state-of-the-art plasma donation centers in the world, right here at First and Broadway in El Cajon. You can easily get over $400 your first month of donating and over $5,200 your first year. Plasma's as easy as giving blood and helps to save lives. To schedule your first visit today and start donating plasma, call us at 619-440-0283. That's 619-440-0283. Or go to donateplasmanow.com. That's donateplasmanow.com for more information. Get that fast cash you need. Donate plasma today. Call us at 619-440-0283.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. That's Craig Perry. I have so many happy clients that have never lost any investment money ever. My index investment guarantees you can't go backwards due to stock market decline. I know many of you have lost money in real estate, gold, silver, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and if anyone tells you they can get you 14%, you call me first, please. This product gets like stock market growth, but you can't ever lose principal or interest due to stock market decline. I've averaged over 8% the last few years. Wow, and I can't ever lose it. I'm so tired of the competition writing lies about my product without any proof to back it up. They're either jealous because they can't sell it or they just don't understand it. I'm the truth. 1-800-553-6247. No annual fees, no commission charge, and 35 years of honest truth. That's God's way. Great for 401ks, IRAs, CDs. Call me for a quick learning lesson. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Sure, you could go to any car dealer in San Diego to get a deal, but why settle for any when you can have the best at Team Kia of El Cajon? Winners of the Kia Motors America 2013 President's Club Award for outstanding customer service and sales success. Home of the industry's leading 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Looking to buy new, pre-owned, or lease? Team Kia of El Cajon has the expert service you're looking for. Visit TeamKiaOfElCajon.com to find your next car. Team Kia of El Cajon. Better, period.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just want to let everybody know, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to David Spoon at KPRZ.com. And I usually get right back to people on emails and phone calls and stuff like that. Just try to stay on top of it, in touch. We did have somebody who tried to make a post on my Jewish Christian site that was super nasty, but that's why I have the authority to say nay. The super nasty doesn't work. All right, we're going to do our Facebook post, so let's get our Facebook post music. That's the top of the line kind of music, because that's from Top Cat. Yeah, nice job. Very good job. Keep that one in the queue. That's a good one. Today's Facebook post, not new. We've done it before, but we're coming at it from a little bit of a different angle. Going to talk directly to you on this one. Uh-oh. Can I do that? That's pretty funny. Philippians 1:6, a passage everybody should know full well, says this: I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Here's what I love. Be sure. Got that? Be absolutely confident. In another translation, actually, Paul says, be confident. Be sure. Be confident. Be absolutely convinced. You need to be this way, folks. Convinced of what, Dave? Convinced how? Convinced, what are we talking about? You need to be absolutely convinced that God isn't done with you. There are people out there that the Lord has done wonderful things for. He's done wonderful things to you, and he's done wonderful things through you. But there is more. And until he calls you, you know, we were talking to Mark and he was talking about his brother-in-law probably going to be with the Lord, but he knows the Lord and the Lord's calling him. And it's like, okay, well, when he's done, he's done. Who knows yet, even in the throes of the last stages, the Lord may use him and do miraculous things. Nobody knows that. But here's what you can be absolutely sure of, that God isn't done with you. Now, if you sit there and say, I'm too old, I say ridiculous. How can you say too old for God to use? God can use anybody. If you say I've committed too much sin, I say ridiculous. The conquering power of Jesus Christ over the penalty of sin knows no match. There's no match to it. There's more to be done. There's more kingdom to be advanced. There's more work to get in touch with. There's more that God wants to do through you and to you. And until he actually fully calls you home, you have to be absolutely sure that God isn't done with you. He isn't done with you because he's still working through you. He's still teaching you. He's still talking to you. He's still whispering. He's still leading. He's still guiding. He's still showing light. Listen to what I'm saying. You have to be sure. That's the one thing I want in that in the scripting on that, is that expression. Be sure. God isn't done with you. There's more to be done through you and to you. And your job and my job, as difficult as it is, and believe me, on Monday, sometimes it's even more difficult than normal, is to get up before the Lord and say, whatever you want today, whatever capacity you want it, however you want to do it, I present myself to you. Let not my will, but thy will be done. Get me out of my comfort zone. Use me and take me in places that I would not normally go. I mean, you need to do that every day. And if you're one of those people that's like, no, I'm too old. It's like, no, you're not. Moses didn't even start ministry until he was 80. He died at 120. The second third of his life is when ministry started. I mean, the last third of his life. I mean, just think about that. 40, 80, 120. He didn't get going until he was 80. You're not too old. Much yet to be done. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, open for a special guest. We'll be right back.
Friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.